You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
In all the years that he has been part of this show, I have reveled in giving Jeremy grief about some of the things that bother him and gets kind of neurotic about some things. The whole unplugging the microwave before he leaves the house. All, you know, the list is endless. Which is why I feel a little ridiculous saying one of them that I've given you a hard time about, I'm starting to understand a little bit.
Starting to see the light on something, huh? Okay.
A little bit.
A little bit. Well, Dom told me this yesterday. He's like, I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. You got to wait till the show. I was like, oh, come on. That was one of my things, too. I was like, tell me. I got to know. He's like, no. You got to wait. So, what's going on?
Where I live, kind of out in the boonies, but it is a neighborhood. And at the end of my particular street, there's a cul-de-sac, and there's only three houses. There's just three of us there, and you can't even see any other houses in the neighborhood. It's just like our three. And it's a large cul-de-sac, meaning that the circle, you know, where you drive around, is good size. It's not a tiny Highlands Ranch cul-de-sac. This is a big cul-de-sac. Three houses on it. And the house right in the middle, they moved, two, three, 4 months ago. New family just moved in. I haven't met them yet. Gretchen's met the husband, says he's a nice guy. They've got, I think, a four-year-old and another on the way.
Oh, cute. You're going to love that. Having the kids run around screaming. You'll love that. Okay.
Right. You know me. But for once, I'm starting to understand your neurotic disgust at people parking in front of your house.
Oh, there it is.
There it is, Jeremy.
There it is. Yes,
all you've ever said is the
biggest annoyance.
I hate it when the neighbors park in front of my house.
Park in front of your own freaking house.
I'm like, what's the big deal? Just relax. It's not a big deal. Suddenly, after all these years, I'm starting to get it. Only because it didn't happen just once. The first time it happened, I didn't think twice about it. I'm like, they're new. Who cares? They got somebody over who's parking in front of my house. Fine. The thing is, that cul-de-sac, like I said, there is tons of space.
So why are they choosing your house?
I don't know, but it keeps happening. And after about the fifth time in less than a week, I was like,
and it's one of those things. It's probably like me. Every time you like walk by a front window or something and you stand there with your hands on your hips, you're like, what again? Why are they out front?
Yeah.
Well, now you're ruining my view. Every time I look out the front of my house, I'm staring at your stupid car.
I thought you were totally overreacting until now. Suddenly I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy about it. Is this family always going to be this way? Now that they've just moved in, I kind of want to march over there. You know, I want to do march right over there and say, listen, if you're going to live in this cul-de-sac, you park in front of your own house or over there and point, turn and point.
Get that RAV4 out of here. You know what I think it probably is for this guy?
What?
Is
what?
It's some sort of power trip. He's the new guy in the neighborhood, and now this is some sort of power move.
Kind of like coming over and peeing in front of my driveway.
I was
going to
say, it's like a dog maybe cocking its leg on your mailbox. This is his way of saying, I'm the captain now.
I might have to have a talk with this young man.
You know, and I think that's kind of what it is.
So I was wondering about this, maybe. And I thought, this is irrational, okay? It's an irrational bother, because I really, deep down, I shouldn't care. I don't care. I'm not out there standing on my curb. I don't care. What are some other irrational things that people have that bother them? On one hand, you're like, this really bothers me, but I recognize that it is irrational.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't even have to be neighborhood stuff. It can be anything with work or, you know, if you're out and about and you see something at a store or something. I will say my latest one, though, does have to do with neighbors. For some reason, I have developed this extreme annoyance when I hear neighbors in their hot tub. And again, it's one of those things where it's like they have every right to be in a hot tub. They have every right to have one. But I don't want to hear them in the hot tub. I don't want to hear the jets. I don't want to hear the laughter. There's a, you know, in my neighborhood, there's a hot tub that frequently has teenagers in it. I don't want to hear them making out. I don't want to hear the giggling.
You know, and that's funny. On the other side of that, because I have a hot tub, and I told you, it's a relatively quiet little area.
Yeah.
If I was in my hot tub, the neighbors who moved, their son was training to be in Cirque du Soleil. He had a professional trampoline on the side of their house. And if I was ever in the hot tub just enjoying a nice cold beer or a cocktail or something, sitting there enjoying the sounds of nature and stuff, and he would come out and get on his trampoline, I couldn't really see him, but I could hear the boing,
the
boing,
springs.
Boing. And he always brought out his music, which was loud, thumping music.
Okay.
While he was doing his routine,
he was probably sick of hearing you giggle in your hot tub.
Totally, you know, his property, his family's property. He's working to get, and he is, by the way, now a Cirque du Soleil person. Isn't
there
that
fun? There you go. That's pretty good.
But it was like, I don't want to hear you jumping on your trampoline. So stupid.
It is stupid.
And I recognize that it's stupid.
Every
right. Speaking of people laughing and having fun, we got a note from listener Rachel. She's the sweetest lady. She came out to our happy hour on Friday, too, and said hello. But she wrote in and said that she was out with a group of people. They were at a restaurant. And they were, you know, when you go out with two or three couples, everyone's laughing, having a good time, right?
As you should.
She said the people at the table next to them paid their bill, got up, and left, all right? Left the restaurant. And a minute later, the woman who had been sitting at that table walked back in. So once again, you know,
I got to give this woman a piece of my mind.
The other woman came walking back in and leaned over them at the table and said, I just wanted you to know that you ruined my dinner. This is, you know, this the ambiance of this place is quiet. It's a nice, quiet place. And you guys spent the whole time
laughing
and being loud. And it, I just wanted you to know you ruined my dinner.
I read that email and I was like, how would I have reacted to that?
How do you respond to that?
You look at everybody at the table and instantly just bust out laughing even harder.
Here's the thing, and I think I told Rachel this when I wrote back. You gotta have fun when you go out with friends, but on the other hand, I do kinda, I'm making sure I say kinda, understand this woman. If you go out to a nice dinner at a quiet restaurant and you're there on a, you only get so many date nights because you might have children and stuff like that, and you just want to enjoy, and the table next to you is boisterous and loud, I get
it.
I kind of get it, but at the same time, no way would I have left, walked back in, and gone up and told people,
that's just pure anger.
Ruined my night.
That's just pure, I don't know what that is. I need to get this off my chest or I'll be thinking about it for the next 6 months. That's just
here's
crazy.
Our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. The irrational thing that bothers you. Now, it shouldn't be something that bothers all of us. We get it. Like, don't write in and say, oh, when people throw cigarette butts out the way. That bothers all of us, really, I think.
Yeah.
We're talking about the irrational thing. Like, you get bothered the sound of somebody jumping on a trampoline. I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
Here's Alex. People who walk slowly. I get everyone walks at different speeds, but why do so many of the slow walkers have to be in front of me?
Yes!
So
absolutely.
True. That's a good one, Alex.
I get bothered by people who get on the moving walkways at DIA and stand.
Well, that, yeah.
You're actually going slower.
That's your time to rest,
though.
Than if you
were off the thing walking.
Somebody wrote in and said, you know, leaving your little hand basket at the self-checkout. And it's like, well, that is a jerk move. You should put that away.
Put that away.
Put that away. That is annoying.
Yeah, like somebody wrote in and said, you know, people's dogs barking all day and all night. Yeah, that
yeah,
we all
annoying.
Should be bothered by that. But here's an irrational one that makes me laugh because I think this is me. Gabrielle said, irrationally bothered by people who wipe their mouth after every bite of food.
Oh, yes.
I think that's me.
I think after every bite, I just quietly take my napkin and wipe my mouth.
I know two people in my life, I don't know why this bothers me so much, but they take the napkin and they tuck it into the top of their shirt and drape it down over their shirt. You know,
what are these, farmers from the 1930s
and
or something?
Every time they do it, I'm like, you look ridiculous. Penny says, much like Jeremy hating the hot tub water splashing, my neighbors have a fountain in their backyard that is constantly running. She says, the sound of running water drives me nuts. No, it's not always soothing. And that's from Penny. trickle.
That's funny. James says, after you wash your car and you're driving down the road, then the car in front of you holds down their washer fluid and it comes flying back and hits your vehicle.
That's spot on.
He says, how much fluid do you need?
That's such a great observation.
James, that is
very
funny.
Very good, James. Rob said, people that mow the lawn at 8 o'clock on a Saturday or Sunday morning. Yeah, that is annoying.
That's universal.
That's universal.
Kimberly, turning the corner at a grocery store, and the one thing you need has a person standing right there in front of it.
Oh, yeah, and they're parked there thinking about decision on what peanut butter they want.
And you got to be like, excuse me. Oh,
can I just reach it? April says, people that are constantly sniffling. I get allergies and all, but once I hear it, it consumes me. The snifflers.
Jamie says she's 4'8", and so for her, she's bothered by all tall people.
Oh, yeah, she can never eat the healthy cereal.
Jennifer's irrationally bothered by wind chimes. I don't think that's irrational either. I am strongly anti-wind chime. You know, if these new neighbors that moved in next door, if they put up chimes,
yeah,
there is always a possibility at 4 a.m. I'm going over with some little snips and
goodbye chimey chimes.
Just keep it.
Sandy says, people that sit by the pool and whine that they're getting splashed by kids, hello, you're at the pool. Don't get me wet. You're in a pool. Shut up. Ray says, mine is every time I get an email invite for work events, happy hours, or potlucks, it just pisses me off.
Oh,
I am so with that one.
Amanda says, my coworker in the next cubicle sighs a lot. We used to have our office manager, and this was back when we were in the Tabor Center. Our studio's right down there, and our office manager, she was known as the sire.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she would come in, if you're in the kitchen getting some tea or doing something like that, if she walked in, guaranteed when she walked in, she would go,
yeah. I guarantee you that she was a vague booker, too, on Facebook. Oh, not again, ..
Right. You guys are making us laugh. Thank you for your funny messages.
So good. They're still
We're trying
boring.
To write back to as many as we can. It's such an overload right now. We may not be able to get back to you. Just know that we love you, and we appreciate you reaching out.
A lot of anger about self-checkouts. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to know how to use them.
It would be nice if they had one lane of self-checkout that was an instructional lane.
Just for the elderly.
Mm-hmm. Well, just
in
instructional
my experience.
For anybody. Just if you've never done it, you have to go to this lane and they will walk you through everything, including your produce. All of it. They'll teach you right here.
Have they?
So you need an amateur lane and a pro lane at self-checkout.
Right, the boomer lane. So...
Shut up! I'm the best. I could kick your arse at self-checkout.
Well, you've had practice, but a lot of boomers roll up and they're like, what's this banana code that you speak of?
4011.
It's always 4011. Have you been busted yet? They have cameras up above now in the ceiling pointing down on those self-checkouts, and it's happened to me a few times where I misring something or it doesn't recognize the weight, and it actually comes up on the screen a video of you taking your can of beans and putting them into the bag like you stole it.
Oh.
And you're like, I didn't steal!